Blog Talk Radio.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Do Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions?
You'll find it here, scottinsler.org, where you will hear the facts.
When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world.
scottinsler.org
reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late.
That's right, it's never too late. As long as you're drawing breath, as long as you've got blood flowing through your veins, it is not too late to cry out to the God of the universe and say, I am sorry for my sins, I repent, I want Jesus in my heart, and from that day forward, have a everlasting relationship with the Most High God, a one-on-one, a vertical relationship that you've never known before, perhaps not with your earthly father, perhaps not with your brother, your sister, your spouse, or your own children. But now it's time to get cleansed, cleaned up, healed, delivered, set free, and able to move forward in the power of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ, set others free. In the name of Jesus. Hi, I'm Scott Hensler, your host of scotthensler.org on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight I'm going to go over deliverance in itself, what it is all about, who should be doing it, how you do it, and all the steps involved that I have found that you do. And from there, we'll just see what happens, which way the Holy Spirit leads us. If we have time, I'll pray. So I'll just get into it. Now, deliverance is, for some reason, pretty much like a singles ministry. The churches just don't want to touch it. But, you know, they'll have a singles ministry before they'll have a deliverance ministry, even though the pastor really doesn't want to touch it like a hot potato. But I'll tell you what, Jesus himself said, you shall cast out demons. Let me just reference here, Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. And Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And continues on with John, and Isaiah was prophesied and commanded by us to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to set the captives free, to restore sight to the blind, and have the lame walk. So what part of that do you not understand? And you yourself may have issues. You may have night terrors. You may have sicknesses and illnesses. And there may be poverty in your family. Everything you touch just falls apart. Your marriage is falling apart. You yourself are acting out. Your spouse is acting out. Your kids are going crazy. Seems like every time you turn around, something is going wrong. Well, it probably is. As you've seen or listened to one of my past podcasts on curses, there's probably a curse in the family. You need to get yourself into a deliverance ministry and get these things broke off of you, get yourself healed, get these things cast out so you can be who God intended you to be and not some whimpering poor thing that lays there and can't do anything. Now, some of the stigma about deliverance ministry is, oh my goodness, you know, I'm worried about manifestations, I'm worried about being embarrassed, you know, maybe I'll get demons, maybe I'll get this or that. You know, do your research, find out what is out there in your local area. You can go to my website at scotthensler.org. I've got a link there to a listing that pretty much has all the state listings of the deliverance ministry. Ask around, call around. Hopefully your church has one. If they don't, why don't they? That's ridiculous. Isn't that not one-third of Jesus' ministry? Say, well, he didn't, you know, Christians can't have demons. Oh, really? Wow. Then how come the last person that said that on my left the person on my right manifested, and we spent 10 minutes getting that stinking thing out of him. I can assure you it was a God, blood-bought child of the Most High God to my right that manifested, who had been horribly sexually molested as a child and abused, and it finally was time for that thing to come out, and there was nothing that happened there, as she said when it was over with, that God didn't want it to happen. So yes, we can be infected, we're not possessed, but we can certainly be oppressed and have the issues. Now, can you deliver yourself? Absolutely. But if you've been in the occult, if you've done witchcraft, if you've been, and let's say the Illuminati, you've done Freemasonry, or you were in those organizations, you've done things that were of the occult, I recommend you go to a deliverance ministry first, get the big boys out of you, because if you try and deliver yourself, you may be all alone, and you may end up manifesting, and you don't get anything accomplished. And who knows? You know, this is only recommendations from what I've seen, but you know what? God's in control. God loves you. He wishes none should perish. He wants you to be who he intended you to be, not what the devil's intended you to be. And like I said, from this day forward, just think of the power and authority you can have to lay hands on others and set them free. Now, you need to make sure that you're not in sin when you try and go to a deliverance ministry or try and deliver yourself. You need to repent. You need to forgive others. You need to just let all that go. You need to let the Holy Spirit be in charge. Now, when it comes to deliverance ministries, there's a lot of different theologies out there, or I should say formulas or practices or teachings, and that's fine. I'm not going to go against any of it. The main point is that as long as the Holy Spirit is in control, that is what is important. And that's why a Bible-believing, anointed group of people who themselves have been delivered, you don't want just anyone to put their hands on you, by the way. That's why massage parlors or massage masseuses sometimes cannot be a good idea. And you know what? If you're going down to the local strip joint and you're getting a lap dance, stop it. Because I'm guaranteeing you're getting a free demon with every lap dance. If you're going down and getting your palm read at the carnival, you're getting a free demon with every reading. Don't do it. And don't go seeking hypnosis. At that point, when has succumbed to the hypnosis, that's when your doors, your shields are down, so to speak, and you're left vulnerable for infection of demonic for transferences. Don't do it. Now, you need to make sure that you are walking in Christ. And let's say, for instance, before deliverance, you need to just go into prayer, invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. You need to anoint the area, so to speak, to make sure that there's no spirits that have ground or right to the area that are going to keep you from being delivered. You can put on the full armor of God. I recommend it every time with Ephesians 6:10. I start out at 6:10 because it says stand. It's a military term that the Romans used that if you were outnumbered, if let's say there's only two or three of you, you go back to back so you can see all 360 degrees. Stand in Ephesians. Now, let me go over that real quick. Stand against the wiles of the enemy. Put on the full armor of God with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, loins your girdle in the truth, your feet, shod your feet with the readiness of the gospel, hold up the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one, hold the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and claim that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I tell you what, make sure you got a Bible with you, because that Bible may come in handy. If you've got a strong manifestation of somebody, and it's not uncommon, and I do it all the time. When I go to lay hands on them, and by the way, before you lay hands on anybody, and someone lay hands on you, give them the right or ask, say, may I lay hands on you? Because remember, you're speaking into the spirit realm, and all must be in agreement. And so if they say yes, then good. And you can lay hands on them. Anoint them with oil. And like I said, with the Bible, sometimes I'll actually use it like a sword and I'll bring them stinking things up at sword point to get them out or torment them, because I will waterboard a demon. If I were to see someone abusing a child, I would get righteous anger and get mad. And when I do deliverance, that's exactly the attitude that I have, because how dare you affect a child of God? How dare you torment a child of God and abuse? Not on my watch, not on my time. And while I'm here in Christ, it is time for you to go. And that's exactly the attitude that I have, and that's why they go, in the name of Jesus. So like I say, you can use formulas. You know, Bob Larson had like a 10-step and so forth. That's fine, but, you know, let the Holy Spirit lead. Interview somebody. Find out what is going on. Do they have manifestations? Are they having nightmares? Is there illnesses? You know, is their marriage on the rocks? Do they have pornography issues? Find out what's going on and make sure that you lead them into prayer and that they ask for forgiveness when they repent and that they forgive others. That's extremely important. Now, don't underestimate praying in tongues. It's extremely important. You can have others there that pray in tongues. Sometimes it's good to have at least a team of three. Certainly make sure that everybody there is ready and able to go and has been cleansed and through deliverance themselves. Now, make sure there's any curses, and I'm sure there is. You break them. You cast them down. Make sure there's no sin in their family. That they've asked for forgiveness. Anoint them with oil. And pray over them first. Just say, Father, we invite you. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank Jesus for his sacrifice, giving us the power and authority to do this. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. And if you don't do it in Jesus Christ, then you're in error, and you're going to be stripped, and you're going to run out of there naked, like we know who in the New Testament. Now, you may want tissues with you. You may want a bucket with a liner in it. They may get sick. Sometimes these things come out. They don't necessarily come out of the stomach. They can come out of the lungs. Again, nothing to be afraid of and nothing to be ashamed of. I went through this back in 2001, and thank goodness. I am so glad that I did it, and I found a great ministry to go to. Now, again, when it comes to laying on hands, make sure if there's other people in the room that if they're not part of the deliverance, that they do not lay hands on the person that you're praying with, because they may not be cleansed. There may be a transference of spirits. Could go either way. Just make sure that everybody's aware of that and in agreement that that's not going to happen. Only the leader and those who've been approved to do the deliverance. That is extremely important. They need to make sure that you do not have any fear during this. Fear not. God's in control. He knows what's going on. Just be obedient and do as you're told. Do as the Holy Spirit leads you. If things get heated, if you get excited and you start working in the flesh, just back off. It's one of the good things about having a team with you, if you've got another person, and also the wisdom and discernment and the words of knowledge that come with groups of people, because I may be drawing a blank. I'm working with somebody, and I'm just not hearing what God's speaking to. But you know what? The guy on the right and the guy on the left of me may. And so it's good to be listening to them. And always have someone in charge, though. And you need to be in agreement, because at any point, if someone intervenes in your deliverance and questions your authority, you're no longer in agreement, and you might as well just pack it up. Unless you've got a senior there somewhere in the group that can come over and retake over the situation. Because once you're not in agreement, the devil is just not going to listen to you. The demons will even laugh at you if they're manifesting. So don't do that. Whoever's leading needs to be in charge. Just because I may be thinking something and the leader's not doing what I'm thinking should be done, maybe I'm the one that's at fault and the Holy Spirit is actually speaking to the leader and he's doing exactly as he should be told. Now, if there's a manifestation, if the demon starts speaking through the person and you hear it in tongues, You need to remember that this is a demonic tongue, and you stand up and you say, silence. I forbid you from speaking. I forbid you from gaining strength from other demons. I forbid you from transferring, from ambushing and sabotaging. Silence. You will speak when spoken to. You will answer my question and only my question. And from this point forward, shut up. Curse them. Send them to torment if they disobey. Disobedient spirit, I curse you. I pour hot coals upon you in the name of Jesus. And remember, these aren't people. And assure the person that you're working with that you're not speaking to them. They may have fear demons. They may have, you know, a broken heart. And there needs to be tenderness there. And so just assure them that you're not speaking to them, that you're speaking to the foul entities that are within them. And if there is a manifestation, if let's say it's a perverted spirit, or if it's a spirit of Antichrist or something, and they start swearing or they start, you know, being foul, forbid them from acting out their ugly nature. You do not want that, along with breaking any curses in the family that may have come through that particular perversion that caused that sex demon to act out. You break those curses. You break it off the bloodline and all future generations. You forbid transferences to the children. You break it off of the children if they have any children. And you break it off the spouses if they're married. Because if this person, let's say, you know, had sex outside of marriage and they fornicated through adultery, there could have been a transference to the spouse. And unfortunately, the devil doesn't play fair, and that happens. That's forbidding a transference is extremely important. And transferring to any of the team members. Again, you need to make sure all of your team members are clean and that there's no open doors. You need to go into there with your head up, ready for battle, and not to be questioned by any spirits, not to be deviated, to be confused. You are in authority. You have been given all authority. You are a child of the Most High God. You do not have a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. You are not ashamed of the gospel. You are a child of the Most High God through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, who has been given all authority, all power. Do you realize what that means? Do you realize that no matter how nasty that spirit is, no matter what it is, you send them running down the road like their rear ends are on fire. You send them to a pit, by the way. This casting them out into, you know, dry places. Well, you know what? The spirits are, when they're not inhabiting, that's where they're at. We don't want them to go back out there because they're either going to come back or they're going to go find somebody else. Send them to the pit. And I've had them go, no, I don't want to go. Yes, I've been there. No, you're out of here. You're going. Boom, you're done. It's over with. In the name of Jesus. Now, again, if you get excited, you start working the flesh, just back off and say, Father, you know, you're in charge. The Holy Spirit, speak to me and guide me with your knowledge. What do I need to do next? I'm sorry, you know, this is your show. This isn't the Scott show. This is the Holy Spirit show, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, if the spirits do get out of control and they start talking, what you're going to find is that if you have lower class demons, they may try and rat each other out, or you may have somebody who's in control and they'll try and they'll get them to go instead of the big boys. So it's important that if they do start speaking, to silence them. And if the Lord guides you to say, what is your name, spirit, then that's fine. But, you know, don't let them just run at the mouth. It's just not going to work. You'll get all confused. You'll start writing things down that don't make any sense. They're going to run you in circles. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, don't like it, you know what? And then if they say, hey, I have authority, well, you know what? I have authority. They say, well, I have a legal right. No, you don't. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have all rights. If this person has done some sin that needs to be broken, then we will break it. But right now, I'm the one in control. Your legal right is broken, and you're out of here. You need to take control. You need to have righteous anger, but in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And once these foul things are out, there's going to be calmness. The eyes will change. The demeanor changes about the person. The true person, who they really are, finally comes out. If they were angry, they're no longer angry. If they were scared, they're at peace. They know something's left. They'll tell you something's left. And by the way, there doesn't have to be a manifestation. There can just be a calmness that comes out. Maybe a pressure is released off the head. Maybe there's a big yawn. So those who are worried about manifesting, it doesn't mean that you do. I've worked, I don't know how many deliverances over the years, and you think nothing's happening. But you know what? God's word doesn't go out void. Something's happening. You may be kicking the chair out from underneath them, and now they're scrambling to see who's in charge, because the one who was in charge, you got rid of. There may be 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 more in there, and like I said, they don't like each other, so now they're fighting over who's in control. So now you disrupt the order, and they may start all going down like a house of cards, possibly on the next deliverance. Sometimes it takes a couple times, especially if you've been in the occult. And by the way, you need to make sure that when they come out, that you live right, that you're in the Word, that you don't go back to your sin, and that you just don't get that iniquitous pull back into it again. They're going to try. The next day they'll make things go wrong. They'll give you a flat tire on the way home, and you'll get mad about that, or you get upset, or you think nothing's happened, and they'll get you to sin and anger. And the next thing you know, well, you know, you gained 2 steps, but we went 3 back. But you know what? There is light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to succeed. You're going to be healed. Now, those who are dealing with pride is one of the hardest issues, the hardest deliverances. It's like witchcraft. Boy, that's like, I might as well get in with a pair of pliers and pull a tooth. One of the reasons for that is because with your activity in witchcraft, you partook in the sin, and you were willfully involved, and that's a pretty strong stronghold, a pretty strong entry. And so you need to go through with a fine-tooth comb and really look at the things that you did and backtrack, sort of reverse engineer that, so to speak, find out what you did, maybe even write it down, lay it before the Lord, and just get all of this broken. It may have been in the bloodline a long time. Witchcraft may have been, in your family for hundreds of years. You don't know. I mean, we really don't know what our ancestors were into. And you wonder why you got pulled into it. Well, you got pulled into it because it was an iniquitous pull through the bloodline of the sins of the past generations. That's what's going on. So that needs to be broken, and you sure don't want it to pass on to your children. You know, children are a gift. They're the next generation. They, unfortunately, what they're bombarded with today, well, I tell you what, we're the only defense they've got, standing over them as adults and seniors in the society, in the church. They're our only hope. And I tell you what, if you haven't got compassion for a child, then it tells me where you're at. And it tells me that there's something in you that's got to be taken out and gotten rid of so you can have a love like Christ's love for children. That's why if you're dealing with someone that has been involved with an abortion, you're doing a deliverance, don't scold them. Just love them. You know, it was a trick of the enemy. They lied to us. And now it's time for them to be set free, and free indeed they will be. They will have unspeakable joy, and then they can minister to others and possibly stop them from either being involved in abortion or minister to those that have done it prior. So, and just think of the power and love to be released, you know. Where there's sin, you know, the grace abounds. God is everywhere. God is, he's waiting on us. And you know what, church? you have let us down, if you don't have a deliverance ministry, there are people sitting right in front of you in the pews under your nose who are suffering, who are hurt, who are wounded, who are sick, who are broke, who are divorced, going through divorce, that have just endless issues, that if you would have a deliverance ministry and lay hands on them, break the curses, and cast these things out, your congregation would be a dynamo. They could move mountains. They could do things that you never thought possible. And your ministry will grow. People will be healed. Lives will be saved. Relationships will be restored. And all the glory goes to God. God is our Redeemer. God is our strength. No one comes to the Father but yet through Jesus Christ. Jesus paid for our sins, and we need to recognize that. Now, here's one other thing I say, Jesus. Okay, a lot of people who have legalistic spirits think that only the word Yeshua and the Jewish terms are the only way to speak of Jesus. Well, if that was true, then all the demons that I've cast out over the years and the name of Jesus Christ was a facade. Well, I can assure you that is not the case. The healings that have taken place, the deliverances that have just been miraculous, lives turned around in the name of Jesus Christ. In any other term, that's fine. But, you know, if you want to be legalistic about it, then that means you've got a spirit in you. Now, when done, you need to close and seal the doors. Whatever entry point was open needs to be closed, renounced, and sealed in the blood of Jesus. The room needs to be cleared. If there's any stray demons that are running about, they need to be scooped up, a threefold cord, and escorted to the pit. Don't be afraid to call upon the angels. Don't be afraid to call upon the Holy Spirit. Forbid ambushment, retaliation, or sabotage. Make sure they don't go home with the person that you've been delivering. That's why you want to cast them to the pit, but who knows what's going on there. Forbid them from gaining strength or assistance to each other, and give all the praise and glory to Jesus Christ, to God of the Bible, God of the universe, the Holy Spirit. We thank them for that. They have done a mighty work. Because remember, it wasn't you. You were simply being obedient. You were simply doing what Jesus commanded you to do, what was prophesied in Isaiah. And greater things we shall do, Jesus said, in his name. And praise God for that. Now, speak blessings over them. Go behind them. Put your hands on their shoulder. If you have a shawl there or a blanket or something you can lay around them, and just speak blessings. Say, Father, where there was hate, there's now love. Where there was anger, there's now forgiveness and love. Where there was confusion, there's now wisdom, discernment, and knowledge. And in the name of Jesus, and just speak blessings over them. Let the heavens open up and release, and you will be amazed at what happens. Okay, well, I'm out of time. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, email me at scotthensler.com. God bless. And, you know, let's heal the sick in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for picking me up at the airport, nephew. Sorry, my plane was so late.
Oh, glad to help, Aunt Phyllis. Say, you got more luggage than you did last time.
Yep. One thing I've learned from the last time, you can never be too prepared.
Oh, that was just a one-time thing. That'll never happen again. Darn, that's the second tire today.
Today? I hope you got the last one fixed and have a spare.
Well, no, I forgot.
Forgot? Land sakes, you're just like your father. Well, guess I better get out the supplies. Something tells me we are going to be here a long time.
Supplies? Where'd you get all that stuff, Aunt Phyllis?
WildernessGeek.com, nephew. They have it all. GPSs, two-way radios, signaling laser flares, and more.
WildernessGeek.com?
Yep, WildernessGeek.com. Now hand me those night vision goggles. I want to make sure no varmint sneaks up on us while you signal a plane and call for help on the radio.
Glad you shopped at WildernessGeek.com, Aunt Phyllis.
Me too.